Duke University psychology professor Avshalom Kaspi says for most people who suffer from mental illness, the condition is temporary.
They're going to get better without treatment. What we want to know is for those minority who do have serious and long-lasting disorders, how can we identify them? And I think the family history may be offering us a very quick and a cheap way to sort these groups out.
Taking a family history is common practice to identify who is at risk for heart disease, cancer, or other physical illnesses, but most doctors don't ask if mental illness runs in the family. Kaspi thinks that should change. He and his colleagues found that people with a family history of depression, anxiety, alcoholism, or drug dependence had more episodes of these disorders themselves and had more severe episodes compared to those without a family history. He says the important finding was not just that psychiatric illnesses run in the family,
but rather that individuals that suffer who have a family history may be especially prone to have mental health problems or are likely to be very long-lasting and debilitating. It's for those people that the treatment and early detection may in fact be most important.
The findings come from a study that focuses on a group of nearly 1,000 people born between 1972 and 73 at a hospital in Dunedin, New Zealand. Researchers followed them into adulthood and asked questions about their family history. Because there can be a stigma around mental health, Kaspi says the researchers asked questions about symptoms of mental disorders instead.
So instead of asking somebody, do you know anyone in your family who's had a history of anxiety disorder, instead what we've actually asked is, has anyone in your family had a sudden spell or an attack in which they felt panic?
Kaspi says these kinds of questions can be integrated fairly easily into a standard physical examination. His study appears in the Archives of General Psychiatry. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Steve Barragona.